Hi, thank you for calling Omat's Health. My name is Tiffany. Can I get your zip code, please?
10458. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. And you said 44?
10458.
Okay, 10458. All right, I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
I'm trying to get some sleep, and this OMAX thing is taking a toll on me. I can't get no sleep yet.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What's your first and your last name?
My first name is Julie, Julie, Miss Julie Herndon, Herndon, 2866 Marion Avenue, apartment 4B, Boston, New York, 10458, United States of America.
Okay.
I have a cancellation number for the future thing that they were going to send me, because this is not working so far itself.
Okay.
And
No problem.
this is like a few days. But I'm still trying it. I took one this morning. I'm calling about to ask you a question. I took one this morning because I suffer from insomnia, and I've been taking Ambien for years. But when I saw the commercial, I thought maybe this would be able like maybe help wean me off, you know. Because I stopped taking Ambien about 2 days ago. And I started taking your medication, the Omax Max Sleep.
Yes.
And I took one of them earlier. It helps. It's supposed to help anxiety, right?
Yes, sir. It does help. Supposed to help
no,
with.
I said Miss. I have a deep voice.
Oh, I'm
Everybody
sorry.
Takes some. It's okay.
I'm sorry. Forgive
I
me.
Get it all the time. I get it all the time.
Okay.
Say, Hold
So,
on, sir.
okay.
Okay.
So yes. So yes, that is correct. It does supposed to help that. Have you tried like doubling the doses to see if that will work?
I think we talked before, did we?
Let me see who you talked to before, because I could see. Let's see. Do, 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 do.
I talked to Felicia.
You talked to Miss Rachel. You remember that name?
I remember you from the South, right?
Yep, that's us.
I remember Rachel. I think she was a Caucasian woman I talked to first. You're not Caucasian.
Okay,
you're
Rachel.
You're a woman of color like me too, right?
Correct.
Okay, I know my people on the phone.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, but well, we didn't talk before, right?
No, that
and
was Miss Rachel.
What is
that
your
was
name?
My name is Tiffany. That was Miss Rachel that you spoke with before.
Oh, hi, Tiffany. How you doing today?
I'm fine. Thanks
but
for
you,
asking.
But you and the lady from the South, I talked to two people, actually. The first person I talked to, she hung up in my face. I told the second lady that she did that to me. She was kind of rude doing that to me. She said, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Miss Rachel, she's a sweet lady, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so tell me what I should do. I just took one just now with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're supposed to take it with something to eat, right?
Yes, that is correct. Have you tried doubling the dosage to see if that would work? I mean, we have had
well,
it tested.
When I first got it, I took two in the afternoon. When I first got it, it arrived at 7 in the evening. I took two, like they said to do it, two at a time. And then I took one at 1 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, I did four within 24 hours. And I couldn't really tell if it worked. I did fall asleep eventually. But they say it takes up to 3 days to work or something like that.
Yeah, at least take at least 3 to 4 days. And sometimes it takes at least a week or two for that product to get into your system. Now, the company has had it tested because where you know you do supposed to take two at least an hour or two before bedtime. Now, the company has had it tested to where if you double the dose, meaning if you take four instead of two and still take at least an hour or two bedtime, it's not going to cause any harm or anything, but it would be more of a help to your body since you know you're having trouble sleeping and two is not working. Try four and see if that would work for you.
Four at one time?
Yep, correct. And we, like I said, we.
The other lady told me she wouldn't recommend taking more.
No, they have had it tested, and matter of fact, they had it tested over 6 months ago to where if you double their dose, it's not going to cause any harm or anything like that. So, yes, you
okay,
can double
so
the
I
dose.
Took one, so I could take another one with this, right?
Correct. How many have you already taken?
About 5 minutes ago, I took it.
You took one?
Yeah, with a piece of sandwich a few minutes ago.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I could take another one now? Or
you sure can?
I can?
Yeah,
I've been
sure.
Up since 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah,
I
of course.
I had a good night's sleep last night.
Uh huh.
I had a little piece of Ambien my husband surprised me with.
Oh,
I'm so
okay.
Stuck on that Ambien. But I ordered this from you guys to be like an in between thing. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, okay. Uh huh.
Because I don't get my refill until the 15th. But can I do that in between and do this every now and then? Or
correct. Of course, you can double the dosage just to see if that would work for you. Now, with mm-hmm. you taking that other product, I do see that Miss Rachel put on her notes because you was asking her if she could take it with, if it's okay for you to take it with the other product that you're already on. She was just telling you that she would recommend you to at least contact your physician, your doctor, just to see if it's okay for you to take it with that product that you're already subscribed taking from your doctor.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That's the advice she didn't want to give you, because we're not allowed to give any type of medical advice. If a customer is already taking a certain type of product, we have to tell them to reach out to their doctor for that information.
Well, I haven't had a chance to, so can you can cut? But I took that out of the Ambien yesterday. It went not today. You think I should just, I don't know. You
so,
can't give me no advice on that, but well, I took the Ambien yesterday and I slept well last night.
Okay.
I woke up this morning and took one of your pills, and I've been a little relaxed in my anxiety, so it didn't affect me nothing. But should I wait till later on maybe to take this one before I go to sleep?
Like I said, those products, that OMAP Sleep product has been tested, right, that you can double that dose. It's not going to cause any harm or anything like that to you.
And it helps anxiety. It helps you relax first, right?
Yes, yes, that's correct. What that product has been proven to do is to give you the best night's sleep. It can help with anxiety. It does also help calm your mind, and it does also relax you as well.
That's all I need, girl.
Okay.
I'm serious, because I'm very hypertensive. My mother, soul rest in peace, when my dad passed away, she started taking Valiums, and she was so, I guess it runs in the family, and so she was drinking, and I don't drink at all no more. That's one thing that's good, right, that I'm not drinking.
Right.
This medication.
Correct.
I don't do nothing, but I don't even smoke cigarettes. I stopped smoking cigarettes since the COVID came out and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, you're doing good then.
Yeah, but I just can't get to sleeping right. The only time I sleep is when I'm taking that Zofilm Ambien.
Oh.
And I ran out like a week ago because I kind of overdo it sometimes with that. I take a pinch, calm my nerves, but that's when I saw y'all commercial. It had the sleep aid and the anxiety that I want together. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's what this is for. Anxiety and sleep, right, ma'am?
Yes, that's correct.
You're getting off in 20 minutes, ain't you?
No, actually, I got off at 3 o'clock, but I came back in so I can get some overtime. So I'm still here.
Oh, that's cool. So I'm not holding you up or nothing. This is what you need.
Oh no.
For, right?
No, you're fine.
Okay,
no problem.
Can you talk to me a little more? Tell me a little more about the product.
Well,
like as far as the anxiety and how it helps.
Well, that's about the only information, the one that I already provided to you that we do have on that product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have a website, and it'll give you, like, more details of that product. I can give it.
Oh, yeah, I went on that website.
You did? Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's what I do all night. I stay online, and I go to madness. But that's another question. So if I take this other one right now, so do I have to eat again with it? Or
you already ate something, correct? So you'll be fine. You'll be okay since you already
have
something
on
your stomach.
I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay, well, that sounds good. And yes, you'll be able to use it. You'll be still able to go ahead and take the product since you're not on an empty stomach. So you'll be fine.
Okay, I appreciate your help. And I'm feeling a little relaxed. So, yeah, that's the one more question I want to ask you. When
okay.
You can't go out in the street, right? You
say that again.
Drive. You can't drive when you're doing this, right?
I wouldn't recommend you to.
No, because I'm not a driver anyway. Can't drive.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My husband does the driving, but but I can't. Can I walk to the store?
Yeah. How far is the store?
About two blocks from here. I'm in New York City.
Where you about at? Two blocks. I live in Alabama.
Oh, so a block to you is. You don't know, you know the block. You got a city in Alabama.
Yeah,
right?
I know what the block is. What y'all call a block, we call it, what you call a block, we call it around the street.
Oh, you do?
Yes, but I know what you're talking about.
Alabama, Mobile, Alabama?
No, actually, Mirbrook, Alabama. It's about an hour away from Mobile, about an hour and a half away from Mobile.
No, because when I was younger, my first love moved me from the Bronx, New York, down to Iron City, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, girl, in the sticks. His mother had me picking figs, chucking corn, hucking. Oh my God!
And when you said
they made turtle soup. I didn't eat it. I was 21. Yeah, I came back when I was 24, but I got shot in Atlanta, Georgia, in my head.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I survived the gunshot wound.
You sure did. That's a blessing.
In 1986. And man, I stopped at a bar to kill time to meet the fool that led me down to Iron City, Georgia, because he hit me. And I left them and started my life in Atlanta. Got a job and my little roommate, he told me to meet him at Trailway. And he didn't show up the time he was supposed to. So I went to the Stan Susi bar in downtown Atlanta. And I was sitting by the bar trying to figure out, you can't catch a cab down in Atlanta, Georgia that time of night. But I was living close to the bar down there in the city part of Atlanta. Anyway, between me and you, he asked me if I knew where to get some of that thing. And I took him, and my people didn't want to meet him or whatever, which I don't do no more, whatever. And I said, look, do you mind dropping me off home? And he went under the armrest. He said, I don't mind doing this. Pow. Right in my head. I don't want to give you a heart attack telling you this, but that's a part of my insomnia, too, I think. Hello?
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you... Oh, no. Well, I'm glad that everything worked out for you and that you did survive that. That was a blessing. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yes, you did.
Thank you for letting me share that with you.
Oh, you are more than welcome, ma'am.
Yeah, and you know what I got to do, too, between me and you, Tiffany? When the COVID thing calms down, which it is calming down in New York, we're down...
That's good.
Thank God.
Oh,
I have to make an appointment. I got an appointment for the ear, nose, and throat doctor on Thursday. Now I got to make an appointment to get a therapist to have somebody to talk to about this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. Why everything works out for you, and I actually really did enjoy talking
anxiety.
To you.
That's what anxiety is, right?
Yeah,
All right, I'm going to take this pill now, Tiffany. Thank you for listening to me.
Oh, you are more than welcome.
If I need you guys for any of... It's between 9 and 7 in the evening.
Okay. Our hours from Monday through Friday, we do from 7 to 7. And then on Saturdays, it's from 7 to 3. But on Sundays, we're closed.
Oh, okay. So you getting ready to leave? It's almost 7. You just get a little overtime tonight?
Oh, yeah. At 7 o'clock, that's when I'm going to clock out. And I've been got me some overtime.
Right.
I got off at 3 o'clock. So
God
bless
you. And I hope I didn't scare you, but I tell you. But thanks for letting me have an outlet for that. I'm going to take this other pill now. And just that's what I want to get. You should be laying down watching TV when you take it, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Let it take effect, right?
Right, and let it relax you. That's right.
All right. God bless you, and you have a nice evening.
All right, and you as well. Thank you so much for calling OMAT's Health. And once again, I enjoyed talking to you. Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You for being polite. Good night.
You're welcome. Right. Bye-bye.